The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed, one will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together, one will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Now, as we draw to the end of the year, you're going to hear more and more apocalyptic readings with cryptic messages. The sky growing dark and the moon not shedding its light and the stars falling from the firmament and the end of all things and the book of Revelation. And we're going to hear this. And the church does this every year as the year draws to a close. And we're going to hear so much of that over the next couple of weeks that I'm not going to talk about it today. Okay? So a really dramatic reading, but we'll talk about that another time. Just one tiny little line for you from our first reading from the second letter of John, because I think this is important. If not in your immediate life, it's something to think about. Okay. So you get to the end of the first reading here, and there's this one little line in which John says, anyone who's so progressive that he doesn't remain in the teaching of Christ doesn't have God. Don't be so progressive that you lose Jesus Christ. What does that mean? And why is it important? Let's take a closer look. Okay. First thing to understand is that St. John actually doesn't use the word progressive there. And I don't know why they mistranslated this, but what he actually says is, he says, don't sidestep the commandments of the Lord. Because if you do, you're going to lose the Lord. And that's where the meaning of the passage is revealed. Don't sidestep the commandments of Christ. Now, what does it mean to sidestep the commandments of Christ? Well, haven't you seen this a million times before? And people announce, "God wants me to be happy." And isn't it amazing? They always announce that just before they're about to publicly break some commandment that God gave them. And this happens all the time. And for some reason, it always seems to be about marriage and sexuality. I don't know why. "God wants me to be happy," they say, as they break their marriage vows. "God wants me to be happy," as they cohabitate or enter a same-sex union or whatever it might be. "God wants me to be happy." Well, of course God wants you to be happy. But what actually leads to happiness? That's what God wants. Don't sidestep the commandments of the Lord, or you're going to lose the Lord. There's this counterintuitive relationship between the happiness that you're seeking and the obedience that our Lord asks of us. Something to show you here this afternoon. I brought a little prop with me. Got a pencil up here. Is it a good pencil? Yeah, it's a good pencil. Why is it a good pencil? Well, the reason why it's a good pencil is it does what a pencil's supposed to do. It does what it was created to accomplish. It writes and it erases. It's a good pencil. Okay. Is it a good can opener? No. Let's imagine we take this very good pencil and we try to use it to open a can. What happens? Well, the first thing to notice is that you do not open the can. And the second thing to notice is that you destroy the pencil in the process of trying. Now, in a similar sense, when we break our Lord's commandments, trying to seek an elusive happiness, the first thing that happens, we do not achieve the happiness that we thought we were going to achieve. And that we destroy ourselves and others in the process. This is a mysterious relationship between obedience to our Lord and the happiness that we want to achieve. And it's always this case. Freedom never means doing whatever you want. It's true in the physical order. I can go before a great big piano keyboard. If I do not meticulously follow the rules of music, I'm not free to make music. Suppose I do whatever I want on that keyboard, start banging around. Well, I might make a joyful noise to the Lord, but it can't call it music. And it's true in the moral order as well. It's even more true. The happiness that you seek, ironically, asks you to set yourself aside. What's the greatest commandment that God ever gave us? It's charity. And who are the happiest people on earth? The people who keep that commandment, who forget about themselves. In fact, this is great practical psychology. Whatever it is that's ailing you, you know, the quickest way out of your sadness is get outside of your own head. Set yourself aside and lose yourself in the love of another person. It's the quickest, shortest route to happiness. A little something to remember here. Don't sidestep the commandments of the Lord, because if you do, you're going to lose the Lord. It's kind of like what we said in our psalm response right here. Something important to remember. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes that I might see the wonders of your law, because blessed are they who follow it. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Margaret of Scotland, pray for us.